Hey, greetings, my friends. James Jordan, best networker alive, coming to you with this new podcast. This one, I think my last one was pretty short. I'm trying to keep these as short as I possibly can, just because I understand, you know, time is extremely valuable. Most people don't value their time, but I value my time, and I also value your time extremely. So I want to make sure I'm as efficient as I possibly can whenever I'm doing a podcast. But the title of this podcast is, you know, how I engineered my first $7,749.07 day. I think it's very, very important to be specific about the amount. Plus, I love the number seven and the fact that there's three sevens in $7,749.07 is pretty synergistic to me, at least. So I just wanted to, you know, come on this podcast. You know, my first podcast was talking about how to create big ticket sales, and I kind of laid out the framework behind, you know, what I do in terms of, you know, how I engineer big ticket, high ticket commissions online, because, you know, I've done it all. You know, I've done affiliate marketing programs where I make a little bit of money here and there. You know, I've also sold my own products. I've also sold my own coaching and mentorship. And I've also, you know, sold traditional direct sales network marketing companies where the commissions were kind of low up front. And I've also sold high ticket products in various companies. And, you know, so essentially, I just want to teach you how to go out and make money, right? That's the simplest form that I can break it down to, is if you're looking to make more money, you want to pay attention, you want to listen to what it is that I have to share with you today, because you'll understand the simplicity behind what I did to go out and create this type of result. And when you learn how to do these things, you can engineer, you know, to make upwards of anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000 to, you know, $20,000-$30,000 per client or customer that you attract to your reality. Now, of course, you can put together your own products and services, your own events. That's one way you can do it. Another way that you can do it is to plug into some sort of system, affiliate program, business opportunity that allows you to leverage their platform, leverage their credibility, because you might be brand new. You might not have any results. You might not have any credibility up until this point, and you got to establish that in order to be able to create these type of results, because this didn't happen by accident, number one. Any type of result that I create online is never by accident. One, because I've been doing it for a decade now. So I've definitely learned a few things in my decade online, and I am grateful for what I've learned. And, you know, the whole reason why I put together this podcast is just to teach you how to simplify things in your business so that you can get to the money, right? You know, we're all doing this. If we're looking to become an online entrepreneur, an online influencer, we are looking to increase our income. We're looking to make a difference. And the easiest way for you to go out and increase your income and have these sort of days to where you're having $1,000 days, $2,000 days, $3,000 days, you know, $5,000 days, and, you know, $7,000, almost $8,000 days like I was able to go out and do, it only comes from being of service to other people and giving more value than you are receiving. The whole reason why I was able to go out and create that result is because this particular client has gotten, I would say, anywhere between $20,000 to $30,000 worth of value in terms of my personal time, in terms of my knowledge, my expertise, my resources, you know, my established networks that I have built up in the industry of online marketing, internet marketing, direct sales, and I have allowed that particular client to leverage, you know, my time, my energy, my effort, my sweat, my blood, and my tears, so that this particular client doesn't have to go through all of the pain, the trials, and the tribulations that I went through. That's the whole point of having a mentor. That's the whole point of, you know, putting together a service that serves your clients and serves your team members, et cetera, et cetera. Because at the end of the day, in order for you to go out and create this type of result, you have to have the other person's best interest in mind. If you want to lead with integrity and you want to have people like this come back to you and spend more money with you, right? So let me break down the simple process that I used. I've used this process to sell everything, okay? I might have talked about it a little bit in my last podcast, which was my first one, kind of funny, but, you know, I want to share with you the simple process that I used that allowed me to build instant rapport, with this particular client where, she didn't know me at all whatsoever when, we first got connected, but I was able to build an instant bond and an instant credibility, because of the power of the mechanisms that I put in place for her to learn more about me, learn more about my story, and then I leveraged the results that I had already created. And, you know, I'll share with you how you can still leverage results even if you're brand new and you haven't created any results yet. So you definitely want to make sure you pay attention even if you're brand new, haven't created a dime online, haven't gotten one piece of traffic or one lead at all whatsoever. I'm going to show you how to still leverage credibility for yourself to go out and create results. So here's exactly, you know, what I did in order to create this, you know, $7,749.07 day, right? So number one is that I had marketing in place on social media. And the reason why I'm not going to be specific about where I was marketing is because this formula that I'm sharing with you will work whether you're marketing on Facebook, whether you're marketing on YouTube, whether you're marketing on Instagram, whether you're marketing on Twitter, because of it's based off of principles. So I want you to keep that in mind as you continue to listen. Okay, so this individual started following me on a social media platform, right? And people follow you all the time. People follow you on Facebook. People subscribe to and follow you on YouTube. People follow you on Instagram. People, you know, follow you if you're on Twitter and you're tweeting and all this stuff, right? So that's awesome. Now, once this person started following me, they received a message, right? Now, in my message, it was very, very structured to where it shared my story, you know? So as much as I was able to put into this message, right? And I do this specifically for a reason, because it, when someone starts following you on social media, right? That is the time when they are going to pay attention to you the most. So you want to get them as much information as you possibly can about yourself and build authority to your prospects, to your potential clients, right? And this is how you do it. So I shared my story. I shared the fact that I'm a single dad. You know, I shared the fact that I've been online for quite some time. I shared the fact that, you know, I get a lot of messages every single day. So it's imperative for this person to reach out to me as soon as possible. And, you know, I shared the fact that, hey, you know, I have a free success training that you can get instant access to. Just go here and watch this short video, right? Now, typically, what people do is they send people straight to a capture page, and I do this too depending on the traffic source, but here's why I'm switching back to sending people to a video, or at least sending them to a capture page with a video on it that allows them to connect with me and my story, right? Because I feel that's very, very important in this day and age with all the automation that we are having. You know, it allows you to build rapport with people a lot faster, right? And that's my secret ninja sauce, my covert tactic, right? My in plain sight magical persuasion technique, if you want to put a title on it, right? Is that this person got sent to a video, right? Now I did this for a reason. Number one, the platform that I was driving traffic to, you know, I was like, well, I'm just going to send traffic to my capture page. I was like, that's great and dandy. But I was like, if I'm going to send traffic, I might as well send traffic to a YouTube video. So that way I get extra engagement on that YouTube video. I have longer view times, which is going to help me get ranked for that particular keyword I was looking to rank, right? And it'll allow me to build real rapport with whoever decides to watch the video. And the video wasn't short. It was about 4 minutes long. It was a little bit lengthy, but the whole reason why, and here's the thing, right? If you're looking to get ranked on YouTube, for example, you probably want to have a video that's anywhere between 1 minute to two and a half minutes, because people have really, really short attention spans, right? But I'm in the business of selling high ticket products. So if someone has a really, really short attention span and they're not remotely serious about going out and, you know, increasing their income, you know, improving their lifestyle, improving everything that they have going on, and enhancing their lifestyle and enhancing their income, then they're not the right person for me. So I want to make sure that I am sharing with people my personal story, which is magic and it's very hypnotic and it allows you to put people in trances. And there's nothing wrong with that. So if you get negative or you get a little skittish when you hear the word trance, guess what? We're all in trances every single day. And you know, you as an entrepreneur, you as a marketer, right? You as a marketer have to learn how to snap people out of their current trance to listen to your message, right? And then walk them through your process, your sales process, your marketing process, so that they can become a client, customer, team member, you know, whatever it is, whatever platform that you're in, right? So it's important that you do that. And storytelling, you know, think about the Bible, for example. Think about movies, for example, right? There's a lot of parables in the Bible. If you look at the top grossing movies, you know, they have stories. I mean, every movie is a story, right? But if you look at the top grossing movies of all time, there's a story element, probably usually a hero, some type of villain, and a person goes through the hero's journey, right? Which is a magical marketing secret that I'm going to break down within the next couple minutes that you want to use and leverage in your marketing. It's a very, very simple process. It's one of the processes as you start to look at marketing more and more and more. You're going to realize that the hero's journey is out everywhere, and it's because it works so well, right? Think about, for example, Black Panther, right? First off, it's my favorite superhero movie of all time, and I love Batman. I love, you know, Superman. I love the Avengers movies, Iron Man, all this stuff, right? But if you think about how Black Panther opens, right, with the hero, almost losing, right, and then you know, winning, right, in his battle or whatever, that's just like, that is the very beginning of a person going through turbulent, right? You know, he's at a certain point, then he goes through some turbulence, and then he succeeds, right? And then he even goes further in the story where, you know, he almost gets killed by Killmonger, right? And then, you know, he disappears for a while, and then, you know, his family finds him, and you know, then he gets the magical berry juice, and then he goes and fights Killmonger, and eventually gets his throne back, and you know, takes care of Wakanda and becomes a superhero again, right? That is a hero's journey in a nutshell. If you look at Iron Man, for example, and I'll give, and the reason why I'm using superhero stories is because it's a hero's journey, right? So if you look at Iron Man, for example, right? Think about the first Iron Man movie, you know, with Robert Downey Jr., right? He's super successful, super rich, you know, then he's overseas selling his weapons of death or whatever. And then he gets blown up, right? And then he's in a cave, and then he gets out of the cave, right? And he goes back to society, right? And he's trying to change society. He's going through the ups and downs, and all that stuff. And then, you know, the villain happens to be the guy who runs the company, et cetera, et cetera. And then he has a battle with the guy who runs his company, and he wins, right? So he went through trials, he went through tribulations, and he came out the hero at the end of the day, right? If you look at, for example, the last Batman movie that came out, right, what's his name, Christian Bale, I believe, right, how, you know, he was beat up, he was broken mentally, physically, emotionally, because of, you know, his ex getting blown up, right, so he wasn't in a good place. Then he gets back to becoming Batman, and then Bane beats his ass, right? And then throws him in a jail. He can't get out of it, right? Then he gets out of it, goes back to Gotham City. And then, you know, he gets betrayed by the woman that he's fallen in love with because she was Ra's al Ghul's daughter, right? And just stabs him, twists it and everything, right? And then, and this was after he whoops Bane's ass. So excuse my language if you don't like cursing, but, you know, it's not a big deal for me. And, you know, then eventually what happens? He gets the bomb that's supposed to blow up Gotham City, and he travels and he flies away from Gotham City as far as he possibly can. He drops the bomb, and you don't know whether or not he survived the blast. And then you see Alfred, his butler, go to some place overseas and thinking like France or Italy or whatever, and sees that he's alive with the woman, who played Catwoman, right? So he saved the day. He went through trials and tribulations. He saved the day, and he still comes out on top as the winner, right? So the hero's journey is a very, very successful marketing formula that has been used to tell stories, has been, and you can even look at the story of Jesus, for example, when it comes to the Bible. That is the hero's journey in a nutshell, right? And the more that you start to look at this stuff, you see it more and 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 more, right? So, you know, if you use that in your own marketing efforts, it's a great way, especially if you do it through video. You can do it through print, you can do it through email, you can do it through like a written sales page, etc., etc. But, you know, one way to really build instant rapport with people, especially if you're a person of integrity, especially if you're a person that's looking to truly help people, and you're not looking to scam them, you're not looking to hype them up, you're looking to show them that you're a genuine person and show them that you can go out and truly help them. Using the hero's journey in a video format is one of the most powerful ways to build instant rapport with your audience, which is going to allow you to build trust and likability from the very get-go, right? And because I did that process, you know, I shared with people how I engineered my first five-figure month, right? And I'm like, hey, if you want to get intimate details about how you can go out and manifest this result for yourself, hey, click here, you know, go below this video, click the link, and then that's when I would have people opt into my page. Now, I've gotten away from this, but I'm getting back to it, and the reason being is because when you're in high ticket, when you have something that's high ticket value, you don't need a ton of leads, right? And there's this big misconception with marketing and online and traffic and lead generation that you need to have a ton of leads. No, you need to have quality leads, right? And the more quality that you have, you don't necessarily need to have a million people on your list, right? But if you have, let's say, for example, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people on your list, but you have people that pay attention to you, that listen to you, that like and trust you, you can still be able to go out and engineer high ticket commissions like I've been able to go out and do with a small amount of people on your list, right? And you could even do that with just a couple hundred people on your list, as long as they are targeted, as long as they are interested in what it is that you have to offer, because you don't need a ton of people to make a lot of money when you're involved in high ticket, or you have some type of high ticket product, service, or event that you have structured into your marketing. Okay, so essentially I used the hero's journey, where I shared my story of how I went from, you know, being dead broke, you know, living with family, you know, delivering pizzas, how I was burnt out from corporate America, had quit job after job after job. The longest job that I ever had was about a year and a half. You know, how I've worked for a Fortune 500 company, you know, all at 22 years old, was offered a management position within 6 months of being there, and I said no, and I quit literally about 2 months later, right? So, and then I went to a place where I was so down and beat up mentally, physically, emotionally. I was away from my kids. You know, I wasn't being the best dad that I possibly could be. And I was also in a place of struggle where I felt like I couldn't provide for my children and still be there for them, which led me to trying to figure out how to do this whole internet marketing stuff. And, you know, I went out, and as I was delivering pizzas, making less than $800 a month, I had another $1,000 day in my business. It wasn't the first time I did it, but it was another time that I did it. And that was the time I planted my flag. I put my foot down in the sand. I made my mark, and I said, never again. I'm not going back to this lifestyle of working for other people, getting underpaid, and being away from my kids, right? And that was the day that, you know, that was the last time I had worked for anyone else. And that was back in March of 2014. So essentially, I shared a little bit of that. I shared a little bit about my struggles in network marketing and learning how to, you know, make money over the internet, right? Because in traditional network marketing, for example, you talk to friends and family, you talk to coworkers, you might even be told to get out to the next event and then buy a bunch of expensive leads and then call all of these people, right? And that stuff just wasn't working for me. And that's what led me to go out and figure out how to generate my own traffic, generate my own leads. And I got to a point where I was having people leave voicemails for me every single day saying, hey, James, I'm interested in learning more. Hey, James, I'm ready to learn. Hey, James, I'm ready to get started. Hey, James, I already signed up. I just want to connect with you personally, right? And that was a great place to be in, and I've never looked back from it, right? Now, essentially, I just walked you through the hero's journey, right? With my own story, right? Now, maybe you're like, well, James, that's great, that's awesome, but you've created results. So here's a simple way that you can use the hero's journey in a way that even if you are brand new, haven't created any results yet, you can go out and leverage other people's stories, right? So if you sit there and think about it, I kind of leveraged the hero's journey before I shared my own personal story on this podcast when I was talking about superhero movies, right? And I leveraged I leveraged Batman, right? I leveraged Black Panther, I leveraged Iron Man, right? And I shared all of these different things, and I shared the hero's journey. I used three different examples, right? And then I shared my own examples, right? Now, what I did before I started creating results was, number one, I spoke to people's pains, right? What they were looking to accomplish, because that's a great way for you to use your own personal story. So let's say you're brand new and you're trying to figure stuff out online, right? You can just simply say, hey, you know, I was lost, I was confused, I was discombobulated, I really didn't know what to do, right? And then I went out and I found a mentor, right? And my mentor gave me access to some high quality mastery level information that allowed me to get on the fast track of building my business, because I was learning what I needed to know in order to go out and create results, right? That is a simple way to share where you're at, share where you're going, but still speak to the core desire of your target audience, for example, right? And the target audience that I'm specifically talking about are people that are looking to make money online, people that already have businesses, that want to improve their results and their business, et cetera, et cetera. That story resonates with anyone. And even if I've never created any results, that story is going to build a bond with whoever listens to it, right? Unless they're already like a super top producer and they're beyond that point. But most people who are getting started online, most people don't know what they're doing. Most people are still struggling and they're still trying to figure it out, right? And we've all been there. You may be there right now, or you may have gotten past that, but the way that you cement your income on a consistent basis is by doing something as simple as sharing, you know, where you were at before you got to where you are now. Now, another way that you can use the hero's journey is that you can share someone else's story within a product or a system that you have or that you're promoting, and leverage that story to share, hey, you know, you're just like this person. You know, you're no different than this person, neither am I. You know, we all have to eat, we all have to drink water, we all get the same 24 hours in a day, we all get the same 7 days a week, we all get, you know, 365 days in a year, no matter where we are in the entire world on this planet, right? So if this person can go out and do it, you can do it as well, right? And that was a way that I used to structure things before I created any results as well, is that I used to use and leverage other people's stories. And even now to this day, you know, it just hit me yesterday, because I had a conversation with one of my mentors, one of my buddies online, and he asked me a simple question. And you know how when you're in a conversation, or you're in the busy work of being productive and getting results, that you don't really think about things that you've done and your accomplishments, right? That's where I was at. And he asked me a simple question. He was like, you've made six figures online, right? And I'm like, and I sat there and thought about it for a second. I was like, yeah, I was like, I've made over that, right? But I never really think about it, because I'm too busy, you know, working with my clients, working with my team members. And I'm just like, man, like, yeah, this is awesome. And to think about that, you know, from the internet, from social media, from my smartphone and my laptop, there's been times where, you know, I was dead broke, you know, living in my car, going to the library, you know, for free Wi-Fi, and then spending as much time as I possibly could in the library, you know, taking showers at a local gym, signed up for the gym specifically just so I could take showers because I was sleeping in my car. And to think I went through that whole process, right, to a point where now I've made, you know, well over six figures from social media. And I can say that with absolute authority, with absolute truth, with absolute integrity, because I've done it, right? So I know that I can help anyone that I would ever come across on the internet, because I've learned how to do that, right? And that is a skill set. That is a skill set. And that takes And the thing is, you don't even have to be a master at things to go out and make six figures online, because there's still things that I'm learning. There's still things that I need to know. And there's still things that I'm teaching myself and getting taught from other people that can help me grow to expand beyond that and become a seven-figure earner online, which is where I'm moving in the direction that I'm moving to right now. So, and unconsciously, I just realized it as I was wrapping up that story. I just used the hero's journey again, right? Sharing with you that story. So listen, storytelling is one of the simplest, easiest ways that you can use and leverage, you know, whatever platform you're using to make money online, whatever your type of product or service is, use and leverage stories. Especially if you have testimonials for whatever it is that you're doing, great. You know, that helps as well. Social proof is great. You know, a lot of people have herd mentality, so when they see something that's working for other people and they see more than one example, the magical number for testimonials is 7. So if you have at least 7 different testimonials for your product, for your service, for your system, for your event or whatever, people that created a result, had a life-changing epiphany, things like that, it'll be much easier for you to sell, right? And like I put out a post yesterday on social media where I was talking about, hey, you know, this person said that they were doing XYZ, right? And they went through my training, and within like 24 hours, they started getting traffic, started getting leads, right? And it totally changed their outcomes, right? And I leveraged that story, that testimonial, to eventually talk about how, you know, I've made over 100 grand online just through social media. Right. And I just simply said, hey, if you're looking to learn how to do that, then like this post. Right. And I'll get back to you, et cetera, et cetera. So once you start to learn how to, you know, tell your story, what you'll find is that it's very easy to do. Right. The more that you do it, the better you'll get at it. And it's the easiest way It's the easiest way to tell people what to do without them creating resistance. Because when you're telling a story, you're not talking to a person's conscious mind, you're talking to their unconscious mind, right? Because people will remember a story more than they will the facts and figures, right? Like, you've probably heard me say I've made over 100K on social media online multiple times, but you're probably going to remember more of, you know, the story, the transitions of, you know, my pain, my struggles, my frustrations, you know, all the ups and downs that I've had that led to me creating that result. And that's the power of a story, because it allows you to build that rapport, allows you to build that instant trust. And that is something that you want to do on a consistent basis. So listen, my friends, you know, I know this has been an impactful podcast. You know, if you've received any value from it, reach out to me, let me know, connect with me on Facebook at Best Networker Live. Connect with me on Instagram at Best Networker Alive. Connect with me on my blog at bestnetworkeralive.com. And just give me your thoughts and let me know your biggest takeaways from this. But I'm here to help you. So if you want to learn how to go out and engineer, you know, these type of days online and create results, and, you know, go out and engineer your first six figures online via social media, I can teach you how to do it, because I'm talking from a place of authenticity, because this is something that I've actually already gone out and done. So this isn't hype, this isn't hyperbole, this isn't falsity, this is real. I've gone out and done it. I've engineered five-figure months, I've engineered some pretty high income days, and I want to teach you how to go out and do it. Just imagine if I could teach you how to go out and engineer a $7,000 day once, right? If I teach you how to do it once, that means you can go out and do it again. So my whole goal, my whole intention behind putting together this new podcast episode is just sharing with you how simple it is to establish yourself in the marketplace and go out and engineer these type of results. And when you learn how to do these things, what you will find is that it's very easy, right? Let me rephrase that. It's very simple to get on the fast track to creating real results over the internet, real results in a business online, once you learn the art of storytelling. And, you know, I know I've definitely impacted you and shared with you some real value that you can use and run with from this point in time. So with that being said, love you. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this particular podcast, and share it with your friends. Share it with anyone that you know that you feel would receive value from it. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. And until then, just take care. Have a phenomenal and blessed day or night, wherever, whenever you are watching this, listening to this in the world. And I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.